Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lisa's Book Divas, where you'll get a sneak peek into the lives behind the authors, celebrities, and entertainers that you love to read about. Sit back, relax, and let Lisa and her guests entertain you. And now, your Book Divas host, Lisa LC.
Here. She's got a bestseller out on Amazon right now. It's hitting the ranks there. It's book two in her The Dreams series, and this one's called Past Darkly. So hold on here. I'm going to dial her in here and see if we can get her on the line. And if you're just tuning in here, we are giving three copies of this book away today. So if you call our number, 866-978-7107, you can get your name in on the list. You've got to be 18. We'll need your email address because we're going to buy those directly from Amazon and gift those right to your Kindle. So if you call that number, 866-978-7107, we'll hook you up with an operator there, and then they can get your contact information and then get you set up for a book here. So hold on one second here. We're going to dial up Hunter here. And if you're just tuning in, Hunter S. Jones is who we're going to do a quick promo with. And she's going to come back on the show here. We're going to try to get her in as soon as we can here to get her back on the line and get her out, her book out into your hands. So let's just dial her in here real quick and see if we can get her on the line. So Hunter S. Jones, and we're going live, and she'll be here on the phone here in just one second.
Hello.
Hunter, you're live on the air. How are you? This is Lisa.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
I hope we're not taking too much of your busy day here. I know this is a huge day for you, so, and congratulations. You've already hit the bestseller status on Amazon. I just checked you out just a little bit ago. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I've been working out, so thank you for letting me know. I kind of put it out there and let it go. And
well, that's a good way to do it, though. Yeah.
Just see what happens. But thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is so short notice, and this is something new we're trying on Book Divas. Hunter is so awesome. I mean, we just literally just emailed back and forth and said, hey, you want to try this out? She said, hey, yeah, let's do it. And so here we are live, and we're going to try to give away three books. And, you know, truthfully, if I get four or five requests, I'll probably buy a couple extra books there, too, for people. But what I'm doing is if people have to be 18, you have to live in the USA, you're going to dial 866-978-7107. And we're taking calls right now. If you don't get a call in until later, that's fine, too. Maybe we haven't filled the three books up at that point. Or you can email me at lisa@bookdivas.com. I'm buying these. And those are a gift from Book Divas to our listeners. So we want to try this promo out, see how that works both for Hunter and for other authors that might want to set up a promo. But Hunter, tell us a little bit about this book. What are they going to find in Past Darkly?
It's based on fairy tales. I do a lot of historical writing, and I just started thinking, what if, the way fiction writers do, and just started thinking about fairy tales and folklore and blending it in and how they're so classical and they're so timeless in their stories. And I'm also fascinated with dreams. So this is kind of my pet series. This is one of those things where I've researched a lot of history, a lot of fairy tales, and it's kind of bringing it all together. And then I'll have a third installment next year that will be the ending of the book, maybe. I say that, but you never really know. And I'm also preparing a dream journal that will be out in the next few days. I've worked with Dr. Beth Lynn and a Jungian dream analyst, a dream expert, and developed this dream journal that people can keep by their bedside to record their dreams, because we do, I guess, the subconscious gets different things, and everyone's different. So just to help people see what their themes are that they're getting, maybe help them write their work or their poetry or develop their art or just whatever they're doing in their everyday life, help them become more creative. So
well,
it's just an add-on. Like I have to say, this has just been a pet project. So I'm glad to know it's gone to the bestseller list. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I just checked it out. I didn't know. I mean, everyone's got all those different categories. And is this just came out today, right? I mean, you didn't have it yesterday. It was today's just the actual launch, right? You got that right?
That's it.
So I mean,
it's been
day,
on pre-order.
I mean, okay, but still, I mean, it's today's the day that's like hitting. So I mean, I'm really happy for you, because I'm sure just you're still so early in the day, and people in, you know, the other side of the world are probably, well, it's probably tomorrow already for them, obviously, but or just about. But you know, you're probably hit bestseller in a few categories there. It's a neat sounding book, and you're not anyone new to picking out facts. You know, you're a historian. Tell us a little bit about you being a historian.
I grew up in Tennessee, and of course, we're surrounded by the Civil War. I'm from an area where there's still cannons sitting in people's front yards, and it's just the reminders of the past are everywhere. And our farm is out in the country. I'm from one of those families where the past is still around us. We have the old family cemetery. So I was always connected to history, and it was one of my majors in my undergrad, and it's something I've always been interested in. I was going to go on and get my PhD once upon a time, but I got offered a sales position in pharmaceuticals, so I've never really taught, but history has always been my passion. One of our funniest stories, we went on a vacation once, and I took a 425-page book, history book, and my husband was just like, why? But, you know, we all have something different that we love, and mine's always been history, so this has been my opportunity to research that, and where it gets so detailed, and you have to be so precise with your documentation, fiction lets your mind roam. So I've tied it in, and one of the things I forgot to tell you, it also brings in rock and roll, so I'm playing on a lot of different subjects there, but it's been kind of fun.
Oh, it sounds like a fascinating.
Thanks for asking.
Book. Yeah, I just bought my copy. I just bought a copy for myself around noon. I'm like, okay, I'm going to read this. I haven't had a chance yet, but tonight I'm going to read that book, and we'll do a review on it also. But I'm hoping to have you back on the show for a full interview, you know, and maybe in a week or so or two, whenever it works into your schedule. But right now we just wanted to get on the air, and we just wanted to introduce folks to you, Hunter S. Jones, and you're from Oklahoma, right? Is that where you, what part of Oklahoma are you in?
I'm actually from Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Part
okay.
of
I don't know why I thought Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Oh, your family's from Oklahoma.
My
that's
family has
okay.
Cherokee ties.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we go back to the Cherokee Nation. And when they had the Cherokee removal, my part of the family was able to, I guess, get into the mountains and stay. So the rest of the family, part of the family managed to stay in Tennessee in the Old Nation, and the other part of the family was taken west on the Trail of Tears. So we do have Oklahoma ties. I have Oklahoma cousins, I guess you could call them, but we're all one family.
I think that's just neat. I read just a little bit, like I said, just a very little bit about your background and the books that you've got, and I think you are on to something with this series, and then tying in a dream journal on top of that. Now, where are folks going to be able to pick up the dream journal? Will that just come, is it an ebook also, or is that going to be a physical product?
That's going to be a physical product that
okay.
I will be distributing through Ingram. So it'll be available at bookstores, or you can go online and purchase it. I hope it will be on Amazon, but it will not be on Kindle at all. It's going to be just the physical book.
Okay. I can see where you could make that maybe into an app in your free time, right? We all have that extra little cushion of time I'm being sarcastic. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's printable versions that you'll be able to get through Barnes and Noble once I have it on Ingram, which I'm shooting for Thursday on that.
Oh, this week already. Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Well, that'll be fascinating and it'll be on your website too. I'm sure you'll have links on that. So Hunter S. Jones, is that the website?
Yes, HunterSJones.com. And I really appreciate you having me on such short notice. I have to say
this is wonderful.
It says a lot about you.
Well, I know. I work around the clock. A lot of people know that. You can get me at 2 in the morning. You can get me at – I might still be up at 2 in the morning. Who knows? I mean, my schedule is just always rotating. And I guess I call that a gift because I am able to work on no sleep or on a lot of sleep. It doesn't matter to me. As long as I have a few hours a day to sleep, I'm good. It doesn't matter which ones. But
yeah.
Check out Hunter's site. Check out her book. It's on Amazon right now. Just type in Past Darkly. Cool title, great book. Check out her first book. Well, this actually has the first book with it, does it not? Is it both first and
this one does.
One? Yeah, that's what I thought.
This one has
story
one and story two, and I've also been able to include some maps and photographs that the Library of Congress has given me permission to publish for the first time. So I'm very excited about that. You know, the historian part of me.
Thank you, Library of Congress. We'll give them a little plug. Check them out, loc.gov, right? Is that the address, I think? I hope it is. Otherwise, I'll have to edit that part out, I guess. But well, Hunter, I want to have you come back on the show, and we'll do a full show, and you can maybe talk a little bit more about your books and where you're going with this series, how the Dream Journal's working for you, because I'm a huge advocate for writing down your dreams. So that was actually surprised me. I didn't know you were doing that. And I think that's going to be a great thing for people. You never know, either as a writer or just, you know, sometimes you pull things out that you don't know what they mean, or a premonition maybe, or a something. You don't know what you might dream, but it's great to have something to write it down on. So I think that'll be
That's so true. And I've talked to so many musicians that have come up with lyrics or the melody for a song in their dreams, and they've literally told me, if I wouldn't have written this down when I woke up after my dream, I wouldn't have remembered it the next morning. And no pun intended, but that struck a real chord with me. And I thought, writers are a lot like that. You know, sometimes something will happen and I'll write it down. And thinking back, I would never have remembered that the next morning if I wouldn't have jotted it down. Well, I say jot it down. I write everything on my phone in notes. But, you know, it's almost like we pick up on something, or, you know, your subconscious brings something out that we can't remember. So go ahead and write it down, and you might be surprised where it takes you.
Oh, that's some good advice. And, well, we'll look forward to seeing if you end up picking up one of the dream journals, call me. Let me know how you like it. So, Hunter, we're running out of time here. I want to thank you again for this very short notice, and good luck on your book. I hope it hits number one in all the categories, and I hope you do continue this series on. I hope you get a dream tonight that says, keep going, do 10 more books. I love fairy tales. Who doesn't love a good fairy tale? Everybody loves a good fairy tale. So please keep going. You've got something here, and I'm real happy to get to be one of the first people to interview on that on the release today. So, thank you for letting us call you, and get back to your day or your workout or whatever you're doing, and we'll check in with you again here in a week or two whenever it's convenient for you to do a full interview. Thanks for your time, Hunter. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much, Lisa. Have a good evening.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And if you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Hunter S. Jones, and she's got a bestseller on Amazon today if you want to go check that out. The title of the book is called Past Darkly, and it is the first and second book actually combined in her The Dreams series, and something that's just a real fascinating story. Dreams, and if you just are tuning in, you can pick up this episode and listen to what we've discussed on blogtalkradio.com/bookdivas. This is Lisa.
Log on to Lisa's Book Divas website at www.bookdivas.com for more information. That's BookDivas.com. Lisa will be back next week to continue this Book Divas journey.